Norwich is going to lose another bank branch as the Royal Bank of Scotland branch in Queen Street is closing. There has also been a spate of ATM closures, making life more difficult for the old and the vulnerable. A city bookshop is struggling to remain open. An over-enthusiastic speed camera has been reported to be snapping every car that goes past, but drivers are assured that if they are below the speed limit, they will not be contacted.
Yet another of Norwich's banks is set to close for good at the end of the month. Royal Bank of Scotland in Queen Street will close on Thursday, March the 31st. RBS is part of the NatWest Group, which has its nearest branch half a mile away. Customers are also able to access services via the post office. A spokeswoman for NatWest Group said that between 2017 and 2019, counter transactions at the branch decreased by 48% and had no regular customers at all in 2019. This news follows the announcement in November that TSB in Magdalen Street will close in June. There are currently 12 bank branches left across Norwich, a 48% decrease since 2015. The dwindling number of high street banks is something Jenny Ross, money editor of Which magazine, said is concerning for those who rely on banks and face-to-face services to access cash for everyday essentials. She said, "While many consumers now choose to bank digitally, millions of people are not yet ready or able to take that step. The banking industry's proposals to protect access to cash must keep them in mind and need to be underpinned by legislation." A NatWest spokesman added, "We understand and recognise that digital solutions aren't right for everyone or every situation, and that when we close branches, we have to make sure that no one is left behind. We take our responsibility seriously to support the people who face challenges in moving online, so we're investing to provide them with support and alternatives that work for them."
Older and vulnerable people will feel the sharp end of a shift to a cashless society, experts have said, amidst a spate of cash point closures across the city. Although COVID changed many shoppers' spending habits, holes in the walls still play a vital role for many people in the city. Age UK, a charity for older people, carried out a study last year which found 58% of people surveyed believe withdrawing cash from ATMs was their preferred method. A total of 27% said they preferred getting cash over the counter. Jo Willingham, Information and Advice Manager at Age UK Norwich, said, "The legacy of COVID meant cash withdrawals fell by 6% last year, but we should not forget that those who can't cope take digitally. We shall have to be careful closing off more and more access to banks and cash points, particularly as there are elderly people in rural areas who cannot easily get into the city centre." This comes after the loss of a cash point at the Thunder Lane post office in Thorpe St Andrew. A post office spokesman said £16 million is being spent to safeguard 1,400 ATMs across the UK. He added, "We want to reassure customers who have used the ATM in the past that they continue to do a wide range of everyday banking activities, including cash withdrawals and deposits at the counter."
A family is throwing their heart and soul into keeping their beloved bookshop open as they battle being undercut by big brands. Book Bugs and Dragon Tales in Timber Hill won Independent Bookshop of the Year for the East of England, but the family who run the store say they've only achieved it thanks to hard graft, with team members sometimes working more than 80 hours a week. Leanne Frid, co-owner of the shop alongside her husband Dan, said, "The margins are so tight. I officially work 5 days a week, but it doesn't always stop there." And Dan said, "Leanne will come home and still be answering emails from customers. She easily puts in 15-hour days, 6 or 7 days a week. We're also battling things that are changing in the world, too. The cost of living going up is going to hit everyone in our customer base. We've already noticed the average spend is lower." And Leanne added, "Supermarkets and online retailers constantly undercut us. We sell books at registered retail price. It's not because we're greedy. We just have rent, tax and staff to pay. It's the only way we can survive. The family, who live in Sproston, constantly introduce new ways to bring people in. It's a balancing act with what we can give back to the community while sustaining the shop itself, Dan added. We're well aware we're always on a knife edge. Winning the award isn't a golden ticket to running a successful bookshop.
Baffled drivers are being flashed by a speed camera on a busy city route, even when driving at the correct speed. Over the weekend, the speed camera near City College in Ipswich Road was seen flashing at every car that passed by, regardless of the speed it travelled. Andrew Smith, owner of Prince of Wales Road Bar Cans and Cocktails, was flashed by the camera on Friday, March the 18th. The camera continued to malfunction over the weekend. Mr. Smith said it was comical as it was flashing at every single car that passed. It will be interesting to see if people get tickets from it. Phil Payne, Traffic Justice Manager for Norfolk and Suffolk Constabularies, confirmed that the camera is only detecting valid offences and those travelling at law-abiding speeds need not worry. We are aware there was a problem with this camera last week, but when we checked, it was working correctly. It appears to be a problem with the flash unit rather than the camera or speed detection, he explained. This will be rectified as soon as we can get an engineer out.